why taking action as a leader matters. Leadership is not merely holding a position of power or having the authority to make decisions. It's about taking action, guiding teams towards achieving common goals, and inspiring change. Now, taking action as a leader matters more than ever. So let's discuss.
Welcome to Leadership is Changing. Each week, we and our guests provide information and insights through exploring leading change. This is taking your leadership to another level by finding the balance between executive excellence and personal well-being through stories that inspire real change. It's time to adapt in our fast-moving world when leadership is changing with your host, Dennis Giannoutsos.
Hey there, listeners. Welcome to the Ask Dennis episode. This is a freestyle episode where I'm asked a question by our listeners or I share my thoughts, experiences, and insights from working with many leaders around the globe. Well, why taking action as a leader matters? Well, as I said, leadership is not merely about holding a position of power or having the authority to make decisions. It's about taking action, guiding teams towards achieving common goals and inspiring change. There's nothing worse than a leader who doesn't make decisions or take action. You know what? In a world that's constantly evolving, that ability to take decisive action is what differentiates effective leaders from those who are seen as just figureheads. What about an organization going through change? Should they take action or should they hold back? Well, here's the scenario. The CEO has indicated they are moving on. The leadership team starts to freeze. They say things like, oh, we need to wait until the new CEO comes on board. And my question is, do you need to wait? The business still moves on. The customers are still wanting their services or products. We still have a business to run. So whether we wait or we keep moving, what should we do? We need to keep moving. So in other words, why stop? Don't lose momentum, as it will take a while for that momentum to be picked up again if you do stop. There are so many examples and scenarios that I could share. Here's why taking action as a leader matters more than ever. It's just a few ideas and a few thoughts that I've been thinking about. Number one, it's about it actually inspires confidence. So action-oriented leaders inspire confidence among their team members, their customers, and their stakeholders. And when leaders demonstrate through their actions that they are committed to the mission or the goal, it builds trust. Now, people are more likely to follow and support a leader who's not afraid to roll up their sleeves and lead by example. And this kind of leadership encourages a culture of accountability and transparency, which are essential for the success of any organization or leader. The second area is more about driving results or drives results, and leadership is ultimately about achieving results. Now, while planning and strategy are important, they don't mean much unless you are doing something about it. In other words, you're implementing them, executing. Now, taking action ensures that strategies move from the planning phase to the execution phase. It is the action that drives progress and leads to the achievement of goals. Leaders who are decisive and take prompt action can navigate their teams through challenges, seize opportunities, and maintain momentum. Number three, fosters innovation. You see, taking action encourages a culture of innovation. By actively seeking solutions and being willing to experiment, leaders can foster an environment where creativity is valued and innovation flourishes. This is especially important in today's fast-paced world, where staying ahead often requires thinking outside the box and being willing to take calculated risks. Just imagine what the organization or leader could achieve if leaders and their teams innovate on a consistent basis. Cool, just imagine where it could go. The fourth area is around adapting to change. That ability to take action is crucial in adapting to change. Leaders who are proactive and responsive can better navigate the uncertainties of the business world. Why? Because they can quickly adjust strategies and redirect resources and start to capitalize on new opportunities. Now, the whole ability to be agile is vital for survival and growth in an ever-changing marketplace. So your ability to adapt as a leader is crucial. Number five, builds a legacy. Leaders who take action are not just focused on the present, they're building a legacy for the future. And by making bold decisions, taking steps towards meaningful goals, they leave a mark that extends beyond their tenure. In other words, it's more than you. It's about the future as well. Because this legacy of action sets a way or a path for future leaders and creates a lasting impact on the organization and its stakeholders. Taking action as a leader is about more than just making decisions. It's about setting a direction, motivating, inspiring others, and making an impact. An impact that's not just a ripple, but it's like a wake. It's a massive impact. Now that requires courage, requires resilience, and a willingness to face challenges head on. As the CEO of HP many years ago, Meg Whitman, used to say, if there's a fire, run towards it to put the fire out. Don't run away from it. In other words, what I just said before about their willingness to face challenges head on. In a world where change is the only constant, the leaders who are remembered are those who took action, made a difference, and paved the way for others to follow. Now, whether it's inspiring confidence or driving results or fostering innovation, adapting to change or building a legacy, taking action is at the heart of effective leadership. All right, listeners, your call to action is to review what you are working on, both from a strategic or execution point of view. My challenge to you is to make or take more action. Now, go ahead and be bold and courageous. Take that step. You know, that step or that decision that you've been putting off for a while. Take action around that item or around those things and go ahead and make that impact. You know, and I know, that you are holding back a little bit, possibly. You are holding back in areas whereby you know you should be making a decision or you know you should be taking some action. Go ahead and do it. That's my challenge to you. Hey, listeners, that's it for this episode. It's always a pleasure being with you. Thanks for joining me on the Leadership is Changing podcast. Until next time, bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Leadership is Changing with your host, Dennis Giannoutsos. Each week, we and our guests provide information and insights through exploring leading change, inspiring executives and leaders to adapt and lead a bigger game in a fast-moving world.